Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquet. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting 8th. The catcher, John Romano. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Hardy picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Hardy. Francona goes all the way around to score. Pearsall moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hardy. Power reaches second base with a double. Kirkland moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Runnels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Temple moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Bell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monbouquet for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Runnels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon strikes out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 1 in the game. Monbouquet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski strikes out. The ball gets by Romano. He chases the ball to the backstop. Geiger goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-2 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Francona is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Runnels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-2 in the game. Monbouquet is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Runnels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Power takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wertz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Funk now pitching. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-3 in the game. Hardy strikes out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Harrell now playing third base. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Bob Hale pinch hits for John Romano. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Bond pinch hits for Frank Funk. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Temple moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.